Are you missing a button?
Probably.
Don't know. You're on my blanket. Shh.
James, do we have you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Was strange.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The recording's in progress, so you're good to go whenever for 10 minutes, I believe we have you.
All right. Thanks everybody for taking the time. Allow me to be part of your day. I was gonna start with, how did you all join the film? What was it, as a trio, or did one of you tell the casting team, "Hey, I know a couple of other people"?
Well, pardon me. Kelly O'Sullivan, who wrote the play, unbeknownst to me, wrote it with me in mind. So we did a table read of it, and she informed me that it was written for me. So I didn't have to audition, which was nice, you know. Then they did a couple of tiny little rewrites and had another table read. And Catherine asked me if she could get in on it. So I asked Kelly if she was looking for someone to read Daisy. My daughter would love it.
I
So
think she threatened you, didn't she?
probably
Yeah,
something like
she
that.
threatened you.
And so Catherine read the second time table read. They really enjoyed her work. And then we had a casting director friend who was casting the film, who kept saying, "Well, you really wrote this movie. You didn't know you did, but you wrote it for Keith, Catherine, and Tara." So that's who she cast.
Yeah. It was really lovely. Keith did a play with Kelly, who wrote the film, 10 years ago called The Humans. They did the world premiere of The Humans, and Kelly played his daughter. And when she was writing the film, she was writing the film with her dad in mind. And then it made total sense to her that Keith was the actor who needed to play it, having played her dad,
Yeah,
very.
that's great. So, is this the first time you've all three of you worked on a production together, or have you worked in duos before?
Yeah, Keith and I met doing a play when we were 19. And then we moved to Chicago when we were in our mid-20s, and we have since done many, many plays together, many iterations. I've directed him in stuff, and he's my favorite scene partner. We founded a theater company together. And then Catherine's done plays with him. She's been in films with him, although not in scenes together. And they've done many, many
Home
film
movies,
home
yeah.
movies together, including the sleeper hit, The Non-Miracle Worker.
Oh,
Oh God,
I
don't talk
don't need
about
to
the
get
sleeper
into
being
that.
talking about.
Anyway, so yes,
But it's our first
this
time.
is our first time together, possibly our last.
No, but it's been a blast. I mean, it's been an incredible experience
Yes, it
working
has.
together.
Yes.
She's writing on her hand as we speak, and I hate when she does that. So I had to remove the pen. Excuse me. So there we go. Yeah, we're a real family.
So Ghostlight is about a family. It's finding the community in the theater and the transformative power of performance. Have any of you experienced anything like that where it helped you, acting helped you get through something or helped you appreciate a different point of view?
During the pandemic, I filmed the movie Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And I think that was we were all, in quarantine. We were all really isolated. I was living in our apartment with my mom and dad, and that was horrible. No, it was just really boring. And so when I was able to go to North Carolina and film the movie there,
Sorry,
and
stretching my
be
back.
with all these other kids, that was something that was really, really great for me. And something that really, I think even though we had to be all isolated, still I was with them every single day. I had people to talk to, people to hang out with, and I think that was something that really helped me through a pretty, dark period in time where everyone was quite alone.
What
And
about the themes of the story?
Yeah, the themes of the story too. I think the Are You There? It was very relevant to, you know, where I was at my point in life. Like I was right around the age that the story talks about, and so I think that I was definitely able to relate to everything, and you know, friendships and mm-hmm. all of that, and how your life changes going into middle school. And
I always think, as an actor, I have had many occasions where I feel like plays come to you at a certain time when you really need them, even though you don't realize maybe you need them. You know, I remember way back when I was doing a production of King Lear, and my family was going through a moment where my parents were trying to figure out what was happening with our family farm. And maybe there were some issues between my brother and my sister and myself. And I remember thinking while we were doing that production that this is such a difficult moment for all families when you're dealing with the legacy of your parents' home and all of that. Or Keith and I did a production of a beautiful play called The Cake that's dealing with a woman who comes from a very different background and trying to understand somebody else's beliefs, even when they're very different than yours, and recognizing their humanity. And I think you can really learn things about yourself through story, you know, and certainly an audience can be opened up. You said something before in one of the other interviews about perspectives.
Yeah, I think that in theater, universally, I feel like for plays, audience members are shown a different perspective on things. And I think that's something that's really powerful about theater, is because even if it's something that you don't believe in or you have an opinion against, that you're seeing where those people are coming from, even if it's not something you totally agree with. I think that it really opens the minds of a lot of audience members in a way that they might not be aware of or exposed to, mm-hmm. if not Joan.
Me? I can't think of anything offhand. I guess it probably is a cumulative effect of the work that makes me aware of everyone's I don't know. I'm not very good at putting that kind of thing into words. If whatever project I'm working on, I try to key on the issues that my character is going through, and whether it has an effect on me as a human being or not, it probably has an unconscious effect.
Yeah, I think you learn.
It's not the conscious.
I think that's the beauty of it, right? You yeah. grow and learn from every.
Hopefully,
you do every time you take on a project, every time you take on a character, right? Every time you take on a new play, you learn and you grow and you become more empathetic and more open to others' issues, right?
Correct.
That's the beauty of
it. Unless it's a walk-on and you just...
Okay, anyway.
Just do your job and go home.
All right. Catherine, you mentioned the pain of being stuck in isolation. The opposite of that would probably be your experience going to Park City for the premiere at Sundance. What was that like, and the reaction from the audience there?
Yeah, I mean, they seemed to really love it. It was so weird because you would be like, a bunch of people were there for the film festival right where we were staying in Park City. So, you know, when you would walk on Main Street, is that what it's called?
Like, yeah.
You would be walking and people would come and stop you and be like, oh my God, I saw you. And I just, and some people would ask for pictures, and it's like, this is so weird that you want a picture with me. You don't know who I am. But I think that's, it was really cool to see how much everyone likes it and how well perceived it is. And I think that was really exciting, especially at Sundance.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time that it was shown to an audience.
Yeah.
That was the first And it's and it's been that way at almost all the other film, pretty much every other film it's been shown. Everyone really, really likes
it. I think it really hits a chord with so many people. People really see themselves in it and see their own lives in different ways. I think it's very resonant on lots of levels. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the film was very well done. I think each of you brought a lot to your performances, and I've been telling a lot of people in my film journalism groups that to check it, make sure they check it out. And that's my time. I want to say thanks again for speaking with me, and thank best you. Of luck with. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks a lot.